just received a letter today. The third of, it's dated the 3rd of March 2022, and it's from Enfield Council. It says about Environmental Protection Act 1990, about loud alleged noise nuisance due to loud music. I just wanted to make sure that this ain't being put on my record, or I'm not being accused of this, because other than...
Oh, I'll look for you.
Who am I actually speaking to? Am I speaking? What department am I speaking through to?
It's Environmental Services, Environmental Public Health Services.
Mental health.
Environmental.
So you're the ASB. You're the ASB team, basically.
No, we're not ASB. No, we are the public health side of things. ASABU are different to our department.
Okay.
There are more people like arguing and fighting. All this is, I'll take in a minute from you if you don't mind your reference numbers, I can help you. All it is that we're alleging that, we're not saying it's true, we understand there's two sides to the story.
Okay, but this goes on my, what's upsetting is, I've had my neighbours trying to take my life, I've got like hundreds of videos and I've built a website. I've got the insurance details off of Enfield Council, all of their insurance details, their public liability insurances, and the Metropolitan Police's for the last 10 years. I'm putting a claim in, and the abusive process that I'm receiving is stopping me from putting my claim through or having any fair side or a fair investigation into what's happened to me in my home throughout the duration of time that I want to claim for. I've got like hundreds of emails to me writing to the complaints departments, recordings to the Enfield Council where they're telling me I've been robbed down the phone, I'm a black this and that, there's nothing I can do about the applications that they've forged and put against me. I've built a website and it's called serveronehop.org. And it's got all of the recordings of all of that, and it's got all the recordings of what my neighbours have been doing to me and everything else in my home. They've been effectively eavesdropping in my own home, so it's like normally, if you're environmental health, you'd understand under the environmental health, I have the right to a private and family life and to have friends around and to have a social life in my own home that I rent. And anything that happens in my home should just be a noise pollution problem outside of that home. And people are not allowed to really transcribe what's being said in my home and use that to their own advantage, because that's invasive eavesdropping into somebody's home, you know. And I've been having a lot of invasive eavesdropping rather than people putting in noise protection, noise acts and stuff like that, which is what I want to complain about. Basically, I just want to make sure that this isn't on my record, and or if there is, I would like to be able to challenge the person that's the alleged victim or the witness in court. Or I want it taken on the reference number.
Sorry, I don't mean to stop you. Yeah, because otherwise I need to see what your name, your address and address look like.
WK 22 105 4748.
4748.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have a look. We can't, obviously, what you expect. I can't tell you to complain to you because it's not going
to
protect the person.
I have the right to challenge them in court if they want to allege offences against me. I know who it is already. It's a person that's been attacking me upstairs. I've been constantly complaining about to the council, and the council won't take no fair resolution in my favour towards it. They won't even believe in what I'm saying to them, even when I'm recording it. So I can record what they're doing to me, and they won't listen to nothing I'm saying, you know.
Okay. The reference number, I'm not getting it up. So
WK
221-0547-48.
Yeah.
It's not coming up. If you give me, please, your address,
then
I can look up sometimes the computers.
109 Bancroft Avenue, EN3
7JQ.
Avenue, yeah.
Bancroft, I
think
it's fine. It won't be long.
It's
okay. I think it's glitching in the system.
It's just saying alleged noise nuisance due to loud music. The council understand that they've infringed my human rights by creating a forged ASBO application. Calling the organisation of illegal raves. If something's illegal, you should be arrested. I've never been arrested for the ASBO application. They gave me 9 years for it. Well, I've got 7 years. I think you might understand that if there was a noise nuisance problem and you did manage to find enough evidence against that person to get them convicted, you would know that the maximum sentence is 2.5 months custodial. So how I got 7 years without being arrested for the organisation of illegal raves was quite unfair.
I
understand that. But because a lot of the complaint is to do with the noise nuisance teams, because I've got subject access requests of them going out to the buildings. I've put data protection requests in, so it does involve the noise nuisance team, what I'm saying. I've got all of their names.
I don't believe you. I'm just adding, I'm not a technical officer. Yeah.
But because of the council's infringed my human rights, I can never go back out ever again, clubbing like to a free party or anywhere ever again without the risk of facing another 7 years, even though I never done what I was being accused of in the beginning. And I've had to ride a whole seven years, like normally you do half time. A whole seven mean I've done 14 years, you know, like, because I never got half.
Sorry, I'm getting a little bit confused. Where were you in 7 years?
I've got a curfew in my house telling me that I'm not allowed to go back out. I'm not allowed to go back out to any party scenes. And that damaged my company, because my company was involved in hiring sound equipment out to people. And so I wasn't allowed back out again and stuff like that to the parties. And now, because they've managed to hold me for the 7 years, even though I've got the paperwork to prove everything that I was innocent, I can never go back out to them places again, because I'm looking at another 7 years. Because I didn't get arrested, I had to wait the whole 7 years. And when I was phoning them up, telling them the evidence down the phone to the council, they're telling me you're black parts, you've been robbed, all laughing down the phone, going, you're not allowed back out again, ha ha, you're locked in your house. And they clearly knew what and the neighbour office team, I've got multiple phone calls of them doing this to me. They never realised I was recording them. But no, because of what the damage that they've done, I can't go back out again. And so I'm stuck in my home. I've lived here since 2004. And I never had no noise complaint to this moment now. This is the first ever noise complaint I've had. And why else am I supposed to listen to music? I listen to music in my own home. I've listened to it. It's the same sound system I've had all of these years. And no one else has ever complained in all of these years. So I just find it a bit upsetting.
Can I have your name, please, your number? Because I need to make a note that you called today.
Simon, Mr. Simon Paul Cordell. Yeah, Mr. Sam Paul Cordell.
And
Cordell. Yeah, C-O-R-D-E-L-L. My Christian name is Paul.
C-O-R-D-E-L-L. E-L-L.
Yeah.
And what's the best number for you, please?
The telephone number to contact me on could be... Give me 1 second, I'll just get out of this phone. What would the benefit from that be?
Well, he's a public officer, he knows the law more than I do.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that whatever's been put on the computer is amended about me in my case file. I just want to know, put onto the council as well, that I don't accept that I've been making this alleged noise nuisance, and that I'm not happy for this to be put onto my record. And basically. Yeah, I should dispute the allegation, and I'd rather to go to court if they believe that.
Okay. And like I said, I'll get David Donald to give you a call back and you can tell
more
than I can.
Okay, so
I'm just adding here all I can do, pardon?
No, go on, I'm listening to you.
I'm sorry, the line's not very clear. All I can do is that work, and I can't do anything else.
Okay then.
I'm waiting to make call today, what how you feel, and then I'll get
Is Ian Davis still the director for Anfield Council?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Sarah Kerry.
Chief Executive.
Yeah, and
Sarah Kerry, Chief Executive.
Ian Davis, yeah. I'm surprised with the evidence I've got against them. So, all right, Rob, thank you. Thank you for your time today, madam.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Right, well.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Okay, the 13:51 time, 9/3, 2022, Enfield Council, about this reference number that they can't find on their computers about noise alleged act. Right, blah, blah, blah.